Our profile this month is Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Descendant, dilettante, fighter, radical, optimist. We choose five key words to describe the young premier.
1. Descendant. Like a member of the Kennedy clan in America, Canada's Justin Trudeau was born with Canada's most famous political name. His father, Pierre Trudeau, was the country's leader for 16 years, from the late 1960s to the 1980s. During that time, he shaped Canada's image as an open, tolerant, and multicultural society, a legacy that made him a hero to progressives, but a hate figure to many conservatives. Pierre Trudeau's first child, Justin, was born in the third year of his father's premiership and grew up traveling the world as his father attended summits and conferences. At 28, he became famous in his own right when he delivered a moving eulogy at his father's funeral in 2000, impressing a national television audience with his eloquence.
2. Dilettante. As well as being born with a famous name, Justin Trudeau was born rich enough not to need to work for a living. He tried his hand at teaching, but has also been a snowboard instructor, bungee jump instructor, and in one major Canadian TV series, actor. Unsurprisingly, when he first entered politics in 2007, opponents argued that he was an inexperienced dilettante. Even 7 years later, as he led the Liberal Party into the general election, the governing Conservative Party's campaign used the following line of attack: Justin Trudeau, just not ready.
3. Fighter. Perhaps the most crucial moment in Trudeau's career came in 2012. His party, the Liberals, were at a historic low and leaderless after a crushing defeat in the most recent elections. Many believed that they would cease to exist as a party. But Justin Trudeau changed their fate by doing something totally unexpected for a politician. He challenged a conservative senator named Patrick Brazeau to fight him in a charity boxing match. Brazeau was a 37-year-old karate black belt and ex-soldier with an intimidating reputation and physique. On the night of their fight, broadcast on national TV, he was the 3-1 favorite to win. But Trudeau was in better physical condition and, with 20 years of boxing experience, capable of beating the favorite so brutally that the fight was stopped in the third round. "I can hear it now," one of the commentators said at the time. "Trudeau for leader." The effect on public opinion was dramatic. As soon as Trudeau became party leader the year after, the Liberals shot to the top of the opinion polls.
4. Optimist. In 2015, Trudeau led the Liberals to power by offering Canadians an optimistic, positive vision. While the anti-immigration Conservative government focused on security and economics, he symbolised a return to the progressive, inclusive Canada of his father's era. He called for the nation to accept 25,000 Syrian immigrants and to investigate the disappearance of some 1,000 women from Canada's First Nation minority. He proposed legalizing cannabis, which he admitted to using himself. He encouraged borrowing to finance infrastructure projects and to reduce child poverty, arguing that confident countries are willing to invest in the future. This optimism was rewarded with 184 out of 338 seats in Parliament, the only time a party has ever jumped from third place to an absolute majority.
5. Radical. As Prime Minister, Trudeau immediately announced a cabinet that was 50-50 male and female, with a Sikh Defence Minister and a First Nations Minister of Justice. Asked to explain his choices, he answered simply, "Because it is 2015. Radically, Trudeau argues that Canada is becoming the world's first post-national state, a multicultural nation that is no longer defined by its European history. "There is no core identity, no mainstream in Canada," he has said. "There are shared values, openness, respect, compassion, willingness to work hard, to be there for each other, to search for equality and justice. His father would no doubt be proud.